This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden made clear Thursday that the world should expect a more diplomatically engaged United States moving forward. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
After 4 years of America First,
America is back. Diplomacy is back.
On his first trip to the State Department, the president sought to reassure a diplomatic corps maligned under Trump that it'll be at the heart of a foreign policy reset.
I trust you. I'm going to have your back.
He took a strong line on Russia, saying he told Vladimir Putin in a phone call, the days of the U.S. rolling over are gone. The president says he's freezing a U.S. troop pullout from Germany, ending support of Saudi Arabia's offensive in Yemen, and making LGBTQ rights a cornerstone of diplomacy. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Johnson & Johnson said Thursday it has asked U.S. health regulators to authorize its single-dose COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. The drug maker's application to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration follows its January 29th report, in which it said the vaccine had a 66% rate of preventing infections in its large global trial. Unlike the two currently authorized vaccines from Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna, J&J's does not require a second shot or need to be shipped frozen. The single-shot vaccine could help boost supply and simplify the U.S. immunization campaign amid concerns due to the more contagious U.K. coronavirus variant and the potential of lower vaccine efficacy against a variant that first emerged in South Africa. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News.